A high-powered group of 25 individuals and organisations is calling for a major overhaul of the drug laws. The group, including the Medical Association, Māori Health Providers, the Mental Health Foundation, it's wanting drug use to be treated as a health issue and says the 1975 Misuse of Drugs Act is fundamentally outdated. It says criminalising all drug use has a negative impact across society. Let's speak now with Tanya Sawicki-Meads, the director at Just Speak, a youth-based movement pushing for change to the criminal justice system. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thanks for coming on Morning Report this morning. What is it here that makes this so important?
Well, Susie, I think one of the biggest problems that we're seeing is that, you know, thousands and thousands of people, disproportionately Māori and disproportionately young people, are continue to be punished for struggling with health and addiction to drugs. And not only, you know, is our current drug laws pushing them into the criminal justice system where they frequently don't get the help that they need, but also suffer these lifelong consequences of the stigma, shame and loss of opportunity from a charge or a conviction, they aren't getting that connection early on to the kinds of prevention, health and addiction services that could have actually helped get them back on track. So it's quite a huge issue.
In terms of that law, 1975 Misuse of Drugs Act, what tweaks, what changes need to be made?
Well, unfortunately, it's not really a question of tweaks. There have been tweaks over the years. The most recent one, obviously, being around the rules to change to allow for drug testing at festivals and elsewhere. And what we've seen is that those tweaks have actually contributed overall to a really incoherent piece of legislation that doesn't give people working in the health or justice systems a directive on how to actually respond to drug harm in an effective and compassionate way. So it's a really confusing, incoherent piece of legislation with a lot of legal grey area. And it is confused, I think, about what it wants to do. Does it want to punish people for something that we know, but we know that punishment doesn't work to deter people, or does, as a piece of legislation, does it want to actually support people to get the help that they need to kind of overcome problematic drug usage and addiction?
So if it's a case of scrap it and start again, what footing do we need to be on to be looking at writing new law here?
What do we need to be on? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Sorry, what footing do we need to be on? What sort of way do we start writing a new law here?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to start with a whole different set of values about what we want to achieve with our drug laws, and that's the primary one. The first, obviously, ought to be, I think, the well-being and health of our communities, and that's not really something that I think was sufficiently taken into account when those early laws in 1975 were written, because, you know, the value at that point really was around the fear and punishment of drug usage in the thrall of the war on drugs. The second would be equity for Māori, who suffer the most serious consequences of our punitive drug laws. I think the third would be about really building in that evidence base around what kinds of health and addiction services work for different people in different stages of their life or different communities. And then another one would be around human rights. So what are the rights of people to, you know, who do use drugs to not be kind of coercively punished by the state, and for the focus to be on the evidence. What is the pragmatic response to different forms of drug usage?
The war on drugs is pretty controversial. Some people say it doesn't work at all. Other people say it is a pretty effective tool in stopping drug use. What is happening overseas? What is the best practice or other places where a more health-based response has worked?
So probably the most famous case is Portugal, which basically decriminalised all drug use back in 2001. And we've now got about, you know, obviously 20 years of sort of looking at see how that has played out, you know, in the intervening years in terms of reducing social harm. What we've seen in Portugal is a significant decrease in the usage of drugs by young people in drug-related health issues like HIV rates, overdoses. Obviously, a significant decrease in incarceration. And as you know, Susie, we have a very big problem here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, with mass incarceration, particularly of Māori. So that's a really important factor to consider here. But also those outcomes that Portugal got were also from a massive increase that they made into the funding for drug treatment services, you know, non-judgmental, non-stigmatizing drug treatment services. And there are about 25 other countries now which have followed, you know, in some shape or form the Portuguese model with decriminalizing personal possession and usage. And overall, what we do see is a significant decrease in all of those health-related and social harms that come from problematic drug use.
Is there a groundswell wanting this to happen in New Zealand? Because we had the recent cannabis referendum, which failed. Is New Zealand ready for this?
Yeah, I think we are. And I think in a way that the failure of the cannabis legalisation referendum actually provided a really important opportunity for us to talk about, you know, our broken drug laws and why all the stigma and fear that you know, some of us feel when talking about drugs, and, you know, and how counterproductive that is. So, you know, obviously the legalisation question didn't go through, but that was quite a big step for a lot of people. What we did find with that is that, you know, many, many people, and particularly many health and social service organisations, you know, who were across the whole spectrum of the cannabis legalisation debate, found that what they did agree on was that punishing people for struggling with drug use wasn't achieving anything, was actually having really serious consequences in the justice system. Mm. So I think that plus the most recent poll from the Helen Clark Foundation, which showed that, you know, quite a significant majority of New Zealanders, 64% I believe, wanted the decriminalisation of cannabis to be a priority. I think that shows we have really come a long way since the referendum was first flagged, and I think that's a really positive step for us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming on Morning Report. Ngā mihi, Tania Sawaki-Mead there.